Strange Adventure.
Tommy Davis and John Gray Wolf, his Indian friend, walked along the frozen river that filled the bottom of Thunder Canyon. Behind them, the young adventurous trappers dragged sleds filled with pelts and provisions. The young men made camp at the foot of the smooth, towering rock wall of the gorge. Tommy thought of the day over a month ago when he and John Gray Wolf had decided to trap and explore the wild territory of Thunder Canyon. Their luck had been very good. Wildlife was plentiful, and they had a good stock of furs on the sleds. They were finishing supper when Tommy's eyes happened to stray across the river and up the opposite canyon wall. What he saw caused him to reach for his gun in a hurry. On an outstanding pinnacle, outlined against the face of the cliff, stood a huge black bighorn ram. He made a perfect target as he stood there, majestically surveying his wild domain. Tommy swung the gun to his shoulder. He was taking aim when John knocked the gun roughly aside.
No, Tommy, don't shoot. It's the old one.
Tommy lowered the gun as the black ram disappeared around the ledge.
What do you mean? What's the idea of calling him the old one? Well, it is the spirit ram of the canyon and belonged to Manitou, the great god. Since the time of my forefathers, he lived here. We can tell him because he is black, and it is ordered that nobody harm him.
The wind whistled through the canyon during the night, but it was not until they were breaking camp that Tommy and John realized what it meant. The Indian began packing the sleds hurriedly.
That warm wind, that Chinook, the ice is soft already. We must get out and quick.
They raced toward the mouth of the canyon. Death would be theirs if they were trapped by the raging torrent caused by the breakup of ice in the river that plunged into Thunder Canyon. Within a few minutes, the ice was beginning to sink beneath their feet, and they had to abandon their sleds. Ahead of them, they could see the great ice jam as the narrow neck of the canyon and prayed that they could reach it before the water building up behind it crashed down upon them. They heard a sudden roar as the jam gave away. Madly, they scrambled over the boulders at the foot of the wall. They found a small fissure in the smooth black rock wall and jammed themselves into it. The water rose ever higher in the river. The trappers climbed up to a narrow ledge. Suddenly, John the Indian clutched at Tommy's shoulders and pointed above them.
Look, Tommy, it is the spirit ram. He is here to lead us out of the canyon.
Behind an outjutting rock, they found a narrow passage that led to the upper ledge. The black ram led them along that ledge to another higher up. On they went, inching across the dizzy heights. Always the ram was just ahead of them, moving slowly but sure-footedly forward. Then, as suddenly as he had appeared, the spirit ram of Thunder Canyon rounded a turn in the ledge and was gone from sight. The youthful trappers looked about and made a great discovery. The Indian slapped his friend on the shoulder.
We out of canyon, Tommy. He guided us out, just like I say. Now, aren't you glad you not shoot him?
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Escape Artist, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.